Mr. Standfast by John Buchan. Read by Peter Joyce. Side 1. I spent one third of my journey looking out of the window of a first-class carriage, the next in a local motor car following the course of a trout stream in a shallow valley, and the last tramping over a ridge of down and through great beechwoods to my quarters for the night. In the first part, I was in an infamous temper. In the second, I was worried and mystified, but the cool twilight of the third stage calmed and heartened me, and I reached the gates of Foss Manor with a mighty appetite and a quiet mind. As we slipped up the Thames Valley on the smooth Great Western line, I had reflected ruefully on the thorns in the path of duty. For more than a year, I had never been out of khaki, except the months I spent in hospital. They gave me my battalion before the Somme, and I came out of that weary battle after the first big September fighting with a crack in my head and a DSO. I'd received a CB for the Erzurum business, so what with these and my Matabele and South African medals and the Legion of Honour, I had a chest like the High Priest's breastplate. I rejoined in January and got a brigade on the eve of Arras. There we had a star turn, and took about as many prisoners as we put infantry over the top. After that, we were hauled out for a month. And so